Perek Aleph Mishneches. Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach kibbul mehem. Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach were mekabel from Yosi ben Yochanan and Yeshua ben Prachya. I'm sorry, from Yeshua ben Prachya and Itan Arbeilu. And Yehuda ben Tabai said, Al tas atzmchork orche adayanim. Now there are many pshatim said on these words. I would like to share the following pshat. What happens in Beis Din, the way Beis Din is chosen, in a three-man Beis Din, two litigants come in front of Beis Din. So the three judges, one nidan chooses a judge, the other nidan chooses a judge, and then the two judges themselves choose a third judge. That's the system. If Reuven and Shimon are going to court together, so Reuven picks one judge, Shimon picks another judge, and then the two judges themselves pick a third judge. So what the Mishnah is saying is that the judges should be careful. The judge who was picked by Reuven should be careful not to purposely favor Reuven. The judge who was picked by Shimon should be careful not to overly favor Shimon, not to favor him. So that's the words. Al tas atzmacha. Don't make yourself ka'archei adayanim, like the one who set up the judges. The word aruch means to set up. Shulchan aruch, a set table. Don't make yourself like the one who set you up. If Reuven picked you to be the judge, don't side with him. Be impartial. Shimon's judge. Shimon picked you. Be impartial. Don't make yourself like the one who set you up. That's one pshat. The other pshat is Orchei Adayanim, those who set up the judges, mean the hot shots in town. It means those that are the big shots in town. They're called the set up of the judges. They're the ones who appoint judges. They're the big shots in the town. They're the one who decides who does what. And it means don't make yourself like them. Don't favor them. Judge impartially in life. Don't favor the big guns. I push a lot of things towards chinuch because that to me is dear to me and is nageya to all of us. It's very nageya in yeshiva. There's unfortunately not a common thing, Baruch Hashem, but something to be wary of. Amol, you'll have a shir, and a bachur will come up and tell you about a certain bachur. He's from a very wealthy family. As was. It's a good lechter, as was. Atas atzma karche dayanim. Don't make yourself like those powerful people, those people that set up the judges. Don't favor the powerful, so what? Equal. Ben Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Ben Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. There's no reason to favor. It's an area I don't want to get too involved in. There's a point of truth and a point that I don't like. In Shidduchim sometimes, see, you hear a certain family. I once read a Shidduch to a certain Bacher, and he said, my family, we're looking something a little more stoltzy. Now, certainly if a guy's used to a certain wealth, so there's no question that many times he needs a girl who sets up a certain fancy. That's 100%. That's the reality. That's very fair. That the Torah recognizes in Tzedakah that you give a guy Dai Mechzarei. But the Nekuda, as if this is the Stolzi family, that Nekuda, as if like it's a, there's the higher uppers in Klal Yisrael, there's the uppers, and then there's the, is a Dover Hevel. That's Mamish this Mishnah, Altas Atzma Karchei Adayanim. It's a terrible thing and an untrue thing and a silly thing. We're all Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. All the children of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, we're all Bnei Malachim. The halacha is that it's Nageya, that we're all considered Bnei Malachim. We don't have such a distorted view of like the upper class. Yeah, we're looking for something a little more in a family. If the pshat is, you use the money, say it the way it is. You're a shtickl spoiled, you need a spoiled girl, but say it there. That's true. Zog demes. Say it the way it is. We said there's such a thing. It's the truth. It's a reality. It's not a bad zach. Dai mechsayrei. This is on tape. This is trouble. But anyway. But the word is that say it the way it is. But this thing, the shtoltzi mishpachim, we need also the. We need a. There's a din to marry a talmud chacham. If the mishpach is more tayyadik, there's such a thing. I want a tayyadik a mishpacha. Ben talmud chacham. Vas talmud chacham. Hagam lechazanish said today. There's an need to marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. The Chazanish said today that all girls are called Bas Talmud Chachamim because they learn in Beis Yankov, they know tremendous amounts. Okay, good. There's a Tayyidik Mishpacha, a Tayyidik girl. I hear. I want a Mishpacha. I want the girl to have good values. That I hear. But this Stoltzi family, this line of this This is mamish al tas atzmak erch yadayanim. Don't make yourself like you're one of the stoltzy people. Each yidden, heilige yidden, this tayyidik, we don't have heroes, Rabbi say, in Yiddishkeit, amom, in Yiddishkeit, there's this attempt to make other type of heroes, singer heroes, ball playing heroes. In Yiddishkeit, Rabbi say, our heroes are one thing, people who are tayyidik people. Tayyidik yidden. A guy can be working. I'm not saying what his job is. There are many. There's a doctor who's a tayyidik doctor, full of chesed, full of tzidkus. He's a Jewish hero. A Jewish hero is a yid sitting and learning Yom Valayla. He's a Jewish hero. A person, erlich, honest. The heroic values of us are the more tayyidik. That's, we don't have a hero out of Torah. Kiyem chayenu, this is our life. We don't, there's no hot shots. If the guy's a zabal stalker, that's oyev and noira, his chesed, that's a hero, vada. But outside of that, as if there's something heroic, Bill Gates would walk in the room, he's nothing, the lowest yid, or epis, you don't, is a shtickle from, is worth billions of dollars compared to Bill Gates. It says, this is a big aside, and this Mishnah, very much, this pshat in the Mishnah certainly is getting at this point, about tas atzmcha, that a person should make himself one, he shouldn't feel favor to the urchei dayanim, to the hatshats who set up the dayanim. The Medrash Shmuel brings such a pshat. Kshay u'bali dinim oimdim lefanecha. When the people are standing in front of the person for judgment, the judges, yiyu beinecha kirshan, treat them like rishon, be wary of their words. When they leave you, treat them as innocent. Treat them as tzaddikim. When they makabel the din, if they act properly and they accept the din, treat them as tzaddikim. So the simple pshat doesn't need, but the idea over here, to me, reminds me very strongly of something my father always wanted to train me and my siblings. The Mishnah again says that when the balidinim, when the litigants are in front of the judge, treat them all, treat both litigants like the Rishon. Be very wary of their words. Be very, very wary of their words. But when they leave, when the judgment's over, the tzaddikim gemurim. It reminds me, this, I have a lot of hanah from this dichotomy. This Mishnah is not only, I believe, speaking to judges. This dichotomy, I believe, is needed in life. It's like a stira. Academy is a stira, it's like a contradiction. On the one hand, I treat them like Rishon. What does it mean I treat them like Rishon? It means I'm listening to their words, I'm wary of their words. But the din's over, that's tzaddikim gemurim. The second the din's over, they accept the judgment, I'm back to treating them, each one's a tzaddik. I may have seen them at a low moment, I may have seen them in the tense court. When the din's over, each one's the tzaddik. My father was always nervous. He was always nervous that I was too naive. He always felt that you're just too naive, you're gonna get cheated by people, and he was nervous about the stomach. All parents are nervous about their kids' naivete. So he used to tell me, he said, hug all Jews you want, but while you're hugging them, hold on to your wallet. He wasn't saying Yidden as opposed to Goyim. Wasn't saying as opposed to them, I can't. Even Yidden. Hug a Yid, but hold on to your wallet, the Hainu. Avada person has to be careful. This dichotomy. Avada person has to be careful. It's not a stira. The judge, the dayan, is told that Gam is a tzaddik and all yidn are tzaddikim. Treat them like Rishon, just in one sense. Be very careful what they're saying. It's nayeya now. You have to listen well to what they're saying. Kishen iftarim lefanecha, each one's a zakai and a tzaddik. Amol, even a person comes, Amol, certainly the correlation, if the person's a bigger ben Torah, certainly more Torah, the correlation certainly is that the person's more, listens to Torah more, certainly there's a correlation, the person's more, is more righteous, more yasha, more straight. The but being that in life, a person has to be cautious sometimes. A person, even someone's a long beard, comes and asks him for some money, he has to be cautious. On the other hand, with a tremendous love. This stira, a person has to live this stira. This mishnah is mamish this stira. The judge mitzad echad looks at them and says, let me be careful, they might be Rishon. He's cautious. Mitzad sheni, when they leave, each one's a zakai and a tzaddik. This dichotomy. Okay. Yeah. I found that interesting. Next mishnah. Mishnah test. Shim ben Shetach Omer. Shim ben Shetach says, Avimar v'lachras Edim. Check out Edim very well. The Olam that's learning Makkos, we're learning Makkos first aid, will very much appreciate this, because Shimon Shetach, Rabbi Yisai, did what? Does anybody have a Makkos here? A different thing Shimon Shetach did. It's on Hey Amud Beis. And the Gemara says that Yehuda ben Tabai killed an Eid Zaymim, one Eid Zaymim, and Shimon ben Shetach said, Oy vavoy Yehuda ben Tabai, the Ein Eidim Nasim Zaymach, Yezaymu Shnehem, you killed them unlawfully. And Yehuda ben Tabai said for now on, he won't be Meir Allah only in front of Shimon ben Shetach. It's very interesting that Shimon Shetach is the one. Shimon Shetach caught another judge and saw his chaver. He saw his chaver kill an innocent aid. So it's interesting that Shimon Shetach, who then Yehuda ben Tabai made a shvua that he's never going to paskin, not in front of Shimon Shetach, is the one who said, "Check out aid as well." Habe Mar Belacha said, "Be careful. Don't judge. Don't jump to conclusions." I've noticed a lot, everything I push to chinuch. You notice that, Pasha? We're in yeshiva now. That's certainly in a mishnah that speaking to judges doesn't expect. Maybe Ben Akash didn't write this mishnah. This section is only for judges. Certainly, tein lechachem yachtumayid. You give to people, we're supposed to infer and apply. So just to apply it, in general life it applies. Have a mar belachra seidim, not to jump to conclusions. Check something to be chayker well. Say sometimes here to be chayker here means you might find falsehoods. But as many of the mafreshim explain here, you might find them innocent. They apply this ma'aseh of Shimon Shetach where he yelled at Yehuda ben Tabai, "You killed an innocent aid." You might find them innocent. Yeah. This is certainly a wise thing in chinuch. I have seen many times, I've seen quick judgments on bachurim. That bachur is a shvach bachur. And the person gets to know the person. On friends also applies on many areas in life. Don't jump to conclusions. People make a first quick assumption about somebody else. Have a mar belachur, he may be innocent. It's not as the first appearance is always. Be very careful about your words. Shem mitoichel yilim. Yelimdu l'shaker. What this means very simply, you might learn to lie is as follows. He's saying to be mar belachros edim. Ask a lot of questions to him. Just chakira. Chakira is when the edim come, you have to check things out. But be very careful. Don't teach them to lie means that when you check out, don't ask leading questions. Sometimes a witness is smart and he listens to the judge's questions. He could figure out how to lie. He could figure out what the judge wants him to say as the judge is. So ask them a lot of questions, but don't teach them to lie. Be very veiled in your questions. Don't lead them one way. A judge could easily lead the witnesses. Oh, so you're saying this. Oh, so you mean like, no, don't lead them because you might teach them to lie. Don't try to hide what you're trying to get at. Don't teach them to lie. Next Mishnah. We'll end with the following Mishnah. Mishnah Yod. Shmaya v'Avtalion kiblu mehem. Shmaya and Avtalion were the next link from Yud, accepted the Torah from Yud ben Tabai and Shimon Shetach. Shmaya oimer eha v'samalacha, love work, usnas rabbanus, hate lordship, hate rabbanus, and v'atasvad in the Roshas, which we'll speak about tomorrow night, don't get close to government. We'll speak about that. But the first two parts, he said, love work and hate rabbanus. And hate lordship, positions of stature. Sometimes a person looks at a Rav, let's say, and he looks at the Rav and he says, what a shtoltzy job. Look at that, he gets to sit in the front. And he gets to, you know, arbitrate over sometimes a money matter, a shalom bayis. There's so much covet, he walks in and the whole tzibur rises as one. Shtoltzy job, rabbanus. Look at the position. He's the leader of the Amol, community leader. Maybe he's the head of the big organization, the head of the yeshiva, the head of some shtoltzy position. He's the balabas, the big, you know, knocker in town. So you say, wow, what a shtoltzy position the guy has. On the other hand, everybody knows these jobs are very hard-working jobs. The phone doesn't stop ringing. The person works day and night and kills himself. Say, listen, everything of value is a price to pay. So you look at it, the thing of value is all the stature he gets. Wow, the shtoltz. He gets to sit in front. That's the schar, that's the reward, and the price to pay is the work he puts in. Nebuch, the guy so overworked, he works day and night. The price to pay is the work, and the reward, and the, that's what you put in. That's the cost. But the pay is the thing you get. The reward is what you buy with all that work is the stature. Zok the Mishnah is the exact opposite. Oyev es amalacha, love the work. What's value is the work you're putting in. What you should love is the fact the person's an askin, is zaycha to work for Klal Yisrael, to do things of meaning. That you should value. Usneis rabonus. The stature of Akeret is the exact opposite. What's valuable is the work. Adam la'amul yula, the person is born to work. You should love the work. And for Akeret, the price to pay for the work, that's the schar. The schar is Baruch Hashem, he's in a position, he could two wife. The chesed Hashem, he's in a position that he could do for Hashem, he could serve Hashem. And he should hate the fakir, the lordship, the stature and the shtolz, that's the price to pay. That's not the value, that's fakir. That's he has to go through, should be the exact opposite attitude. There are many times people feel badly for themselves, that they're working. People feel all badly that they're working. Adam l'amal yulad. He should love the work. My mother will tell me, will come and say, oh, you're working so hard. So I tell her, it keeps me off the streets. And I mean it ernst. Work is a gewaltige gezach. Work is a tremendous thing. A person shouldn't feel bad that he's working. The healthiest state that a person can be in is on work. The most depressing time, I once read of Uri Zohar's book. I went through parts of Uri Zohar's book and how he became from. Fascinating book. He was a movie star in Eretz Yisrael. Today is a riziga tzaddik. Today is a person who has film all day. He's been makariv. He's the head of Lev Lachem. He's been makariv thousands of yidden. He's a tzaddik of a yid. A very hechri. I heard him speak live. He's a very hechri yid. Very lofty Jew. And Rav Uri Zohar said that one of the things what pushed him to become a frum yid, he was living it up. Wealthy, popular. He was like a real star, movie star in Eretz Yisrael. Azoiva, he writes in his book, when he became frum, while after he became frum, somebody, he pulled up at a red light, another car pulled up, and somebody called out to him, like full of emotion, how can you do this to us, Uri? How did you become frum on us? Like full choked with emotion. He was a star, he was a legend, and he became frum on them. So he said one of the things that drove him most was he realized he was so depressed on his vacations. It was one of the things, his vacations, he said, drove him mad. He couldn't wait to get back to work, because it gave him time. It gave him time to think also. But the vacations, he describes vacations when a person's not working. The most healthy time for us is when he's working. Then he's thinking, okay, so vacations aren't life. It can be vacations. A person's not working, is not valuable. And when I'm working, what am I working as? What am I accomplishing? That's what got him. If life's about the vacations, I'm saying that, pretty good vacations. But he chapped that life's not about the vacations. Elamai's about my work. My work is not so valuable. That was a big thing going through his mind. Life's about working. It's healthy to work. Hayoyim la'asaisam. Today is to do. Mocher l'kavaschar. Tomorrow's to get schar. There are people whose vision of life, they want to get on a hammock. They want to get on a hammock and just like sway back and forth. There is such a thing, but that's Olam Haba. Mocher l'kavaschar, yoyim la'asaisam. The Olam Haba of this world, the geshmak of this world, the bliss of this world, the Olam Haba of Olam Hazeh is to work. Hayoyim la'asaisam, the geshmak in this world is to do, to accomplish. Mocher l'kavaschar. I want to speak about it to counselors. I plan on calling all the bachim in the yeshiva that are going to be counselors and speak to them about this. I told already the head of one camp that I'm going to do this. I asked him, he called me about a bachar. I told him I'm going to speak to all the bachim in our yeshiva to be counselors in your camp. Lineder. I want to do this. I'm assuring him to do it to my shir. Maybe I'll do it to whoever wants to come. There's time a bachar goes to be a counselor in a camp. So a bachar has an mindset, like it should be as chilled out as possible. Like he has a mindset, it's first besides the self-centeredness of it, that he just wants to hang with his friend and chill out and not work. It's also the most depressing, it's the most unfulfilling thing for a person. I've seen it, Bacher goes to the camp, he figures out the system that he can make, that he can do the least work possible. He has the system manipulated, that he could go there and do a very shvacha job. Terrible attitude. And it's a terrible attitude for success in life, for happiness in life. Hayoyim la'asaisam. You go there and you say, I'm not Chzad Mishver Bach who figures out that I could do the most work there and get the most learning. Talking about that he's looking to chill out the most and just relax with his friends. He wants to schmooze with his buddies. It's a terrible attitude. He should go to camp. He should track how he could be an amazing counselor and give it his all. He should appreciate work. He should feel at night work that exhausted, that he put in an honest day. That's integrity and it's happiness. A person should love work. There's an American mentality. I hate mortgage, all these silly jobs, the quick money, little work. I'm signing these jobs. If the pshat is that the person feels he wants the most time for learning, it's Ernst. He wants to work the most time for learning. Beseder, he wants the most time for learning. That the pshat is he's going to work like Meshuggah, and he's just balancing what he's going to work in. But the ideal is that the person has to be full of work. Ashrei mi sha'amala b'tayra. Lucky is the one that has works in Torah, but yet everybody has to work. Yet they ain't has to work. Lucky is the one that has works in Torah. There's no choice. Yet they ain't has to work. Lucky is the one, if we can design our work that should be in Torah. The Chavis Halvavis says Hashem created work. We could have gotten money from Shemayim to keep us from doing Averis. The person malfunctions doesn't work. When a person doesn't work, it's a psychologist's chair. We need to work. It's healthy to work. It's a good... Life, this world, bliss in Olam Hazeh is not sitting on a hammock and shaking back and forth. There's no bliss in that. There's nothing in that. Olam Haba, Beis Hashem, Binenim, Yisiv HaShchina, will be a passive, wonderful experience. Then we'll see Beis Hashem. But Hayoyim LaSaisam, today is to work, is to squeeze out our energies, to push it, put in and accomplish and to wife. To love work, to look forward to doing a good, solid job. It's in camps, this is something dear to me. I've seen two types of counselors. I'm not a head counselor. I'm not trying to get you to get the island riled up to it. I've seen two types of counselors. This one counselor, it's such a bad ethic. It's not a work ethic. It's not an ethic. You see a guy like cutting corners. He's not. He should go and work himself to do a good, solid job. He should embrace work. He should embrace challenges. He should embrace that he's squeezing out his energies. That's an ethic for life. You see another person who puts in and he makes sure each kid's happy, to be mashbi on each child, to give simcha to each child, to give chizuk to each child, to teach Torah to each child. You see it in all fields, from rebbeim to all fields. We have to embrace work. It's true in learning. In Seder, you have one Bach who's embracing his work. Is it easy to sit and learn all day? Difficult. Shver, it's easy. He wants to sit out in the coffee room, sit out in the hallway and shmooze with his chaver. It's an ethic. I love work. It's hard and difficult and I fight. It's a battle. That's what Adam Lamal Yulad. We're born for such battles. We're a massive machinery. You take a massive machinery and just leave it on off all day. You take a fancy car, we don't drive this car. We just leave it in our garage all day. Drive it, fly it around. It's massive, expensive machinery. It's meant to work. Is there a machine in the world like the human being with eyes that Baruch Hashem work a whole life with hands, strength? We're a massive machinery. Use it. Squeeze it out. Use this machine. Hashem made an amazing thing. Most machinery in the world that I know of, the more you use it, the worse it gets. A person, what's the insight of weightlifting? The more you lift, the stronger, the more you can lift. And that's an Ben Adam. Koyve Hashem yachlifu koyach. Yalu eva kinesharim. Those that hope to Hashem, those that give their koyachas to Hashem, yachlifu koyach. Hashem gives them an exchange of koyach. They can fly like birds, like eagles. The nature Hashem made us, it was designed to work. A Ben Adam's equipped to work. He's equipped to put in, to battle, to fight. We're equipped to learn Siddharim, to fight. We're not designed to sit around and lazy. We our parts wear out. The person just sitting there, we get bed sores and worse. And diseases from just Rahman Khan sitting around in a hammock all day. It's unhealthy for a person. Person gets physical. A Bachar was telling me last night that a famous actor, last night in the dorms, you learn great stuff when you go around the dorms. I learned that Christopher Reeve died. He played Superman years ago, and he was in bed all day, and the Bachar said that you have to turn him over every 6 hours. Person lies still too long, they get sick. And somehow they didn't turn him over enough, and he got a bed sore and eventually died from an infection. The bed sore spread. A person is not designed to just sit there. He's designed to accomplish and to toif Adam Lamal Yulad, to to accomplish. And one who does accomplish, we're told, David HaMelech says, "Oyinuvim b'seva, in old age they'll still be fruitful. The shenim v'rananim yu, they'll be fresh and vigorous. Lahagid ki yashar Hashem, to tell us that Hashem is righteous." That a person who taka puts in work his whole life will be old and will still be fresh and vigorous. I used to hear from Avigdor Miller, it was worth $1 million. Avigdor Miller, who was more fresh and vigorous than he at a very old age? And he used to laugh and say, "Oy, you know him, Miseva. The Shainim run on him." It's beautiful to hear from him. And that's because if we put in work, we're designed, we're a machine designed to put in work. We should be ayyiv as samalacha. We should embrace work, go after work, and accomplish the work. And we should talk to all these zaycha that our work that we do embrace, that most of our work should talk and be in avodas hakodesh. And the time we're not in avodas hakodesh, to work in other zaycha, but always to be working.
I have a geschmack with two things you're learning coincide. You learn two different sechtas and something coincides. Well, with something with the yoyim, it coincides. I've heard, I haven't seen it inside. I've heard from Rebbeim that that's a good simon. So here we're learning, Yizichu Fiel Hashkach Hashem. So here we're learning Avos. We just learned the Mishnah. The first parak Mishnah Yud Beis is Hamitamidu Shel Aaron, Oyev Shalom V'Roydu Shalom, Oyev Sabriyas V'Karim L'Torah. So, this week's parasha, Mamish spoke about Shalom in a strong manner. It says in the parasha, in parasha B'chukosai, V'nasati Shalom Baretz. So Rashi brings V'nasati Shalom Baretz. Shem Retoim Rai Machol Bai Mishtem Ein Shalom Ein Klum. A person can have food and drink. If he doesn't have Shalom, he has nothing. Talmud Loim Ach Kol Zois V'nasati Shalom Baretz. Mikan Shasholom Shokol K'neged Akol. It's taka true if the person can have Kol Minei Brachas. Can have parnasa, be a wealthy man. He can have family and children, pashut, a wife, a wonderful wife. He has hakol, but there's not shalom. Sai in the bias, sai between. He's fighting over a brother with Yerushas. He's fighting over a neighbor over 2 inches of property. In ain shalom is ain klum. Hay machal, hay mishti is kol mine brachas, but ain kli machsek brach el shalom. Shalom is the utensil. In the utensils, you put in brachas, but a person doesn't have the utensils. That's why in Shemoneh Esrei, the last bracha is Sim Shalom. The last bracha we daven is Sim Shalom. The last thing we say, Bakasha, this is Sim Shalom is a Bakasha. And I'm Baruch Samo Yisrael Bashalom is because we have to end off with that, because without that's the vessel to which we gather all the brachas that we're davening for. Without that, what does the person have? The person has to have Shalom. The Rabbeinu Yonah says on the spot, Rabbeinu Yonah is bothered by the double lashon that he's oyev shalom v'roydev shalom. He loves shalom, he pursues it. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that everybody gives lip service to shalom. It's so important, shalom, shalom, shalom. There's a lot of lip service. Rabbeinu Yonah says there's a difference. He says, "Ratzel leimar shi'ya'ay b'liba ya'emes v'shalom v'yirdev achav." He should pursue it to poil yadav. Should actively pursue it. Everybody gives lip service to it, but are you actively pursuing it? He says, "Kiyesh b'nei Adam, oyvim oysam b'libam." They love shalom in the heart. It's a nice idea. Shalom's a good concept. Who can argue with the concept of shalom? Loishi chichu atzma lasim shalom b'olam. But they don't. They're not matriach themselves to make shalom in the world. The year that after the poil yadav, he says these people they don't do actions for it. He says, what this Mishnah wants is a person should be oisa bepula umesirim shalom bein adam lechaveroi v'oivim lasa samalacha. That's the biggest shalom. You should desire it v'roitveyu. That's how the Rebbeinu Yonah types, so that you get to actually pursue it. That's Mishnah Yud Beis. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Hua ya'imer. Hillel used to say, negid shmei avad shmei. This is a Mishnah that I spoke about last time at length. And again, this is something I think that's very prevalent in our society. We live in a society where people are very, very image conscious. What's the other one going to think? Very, very image conscious. I don't know if I can go here, Shaduchim and Zachim, all different cheshbainas. What's Yenna going to track? If I do this, he's going to think this, and this one's going to think that. And what the Mishnah says is, Negid Shmei Avad Shmei. The way to lose your name is you care about your name. Negid Shemei, Nagid is a ruler. Negid Shemei, if you're overly concerned with your name, that it should be a Nagid, that it should be of stature of a Chmetz, the surest way to lose the name. It's the ones who are protective of their reputation, that are always very overly cognizant, overly focused on their reputation, doing things to protect their reputation, constantly cheshbening their reputation if I do this, and that a lot of their life's thoughts are geared towards the Gid Shmei, are geared towards to make sure my name stands out, to make sure I retain my, that's the surest way, Avad Shmei. That's the way to lose a name. Those are the people of a very poor name. That's a certain way to, now, Lemais is a chiddush. A Rebbe of mine once was Ma'ir a chiddush here. There exists a chiddush in this because it's interesting. You tell somebody who pursues kavod, somebody has a yetzahari, pursues kavod. So you tell him, what's your motive? Stop pursuing kavod. So what's the motive? So you tell him, I want to tell you why you should stop pursuing kavod. The best way to get kavod is to stop pursuing kavod. And a Rebbe pointed out, sometimes that's the best motivation. It's interesting, you have to tell him that. You tell him that which you're pursuing. Rebbe say, you don't tell him kavod's not worth it. You don't tell him, it's not what you say. And that's this Mishnah. You can, Pasha says, you tell the guy, it's not important to be a Nagid. It's not important to have a good name. It's not what you tell the guy. You tell the guy, Nagid Shmei, you're so interested in having a good name. The worst way to have a good name is to be too protective about your name. The things you're afraid to do, the things you're afraid to accomplish, Nagid Shmei Avad Shmei, you want to talk, have a big name, stop worrying so much about it. Do what's right, think about what's important, think what has that meaning, plan out what you could accomplish, what's designed for your personality to accomplish. That's the best way to get it, to get Taka Shmei. To have a Shem Tov, which we're not telling you is worthless. But you want Taka Shem Tov, the way to get a Shem Tov is not to be focused too much, overly focused on this Shem Tov. Like all midos are balanced. Like we said many times. So we're speaking now, but not too focused on the name. There is something called Nakiyah, that a person has to be careful that what he does, Hilchos Lashon Hara, the Chavetz Chaim says, there's a chi of certain times a person has a head to speak Lashon Hara, at Nakiyah, he has to explain why he was able to speak it. So he cares about his name. So like every meat in the world is balance. We're not saying here, when there's not a big push of the Nevar Dikshita. This is not a drive towards Nevar Dikshita, which maybe a different time will push it. But there's not a push, this is balance. But now we're focusing on this, which I do believe we've gone out of control. I believe it's in our society is very, very concerned. Our firm society, sometimes we're very concerned about reputation. But this one's going to say, well, that one's going to say, and this is a, surely this mission is a chizuk, not to be so worried always. Do what's right, do what's important, do what has meaning. And there's a shem, what will end up happening, you'll talk, have a good name. Do what's right, you do what has meaning, the end result is the person has a good name. The Mishnah goes on, the loy Yosef Yosef. Somebody who doesn't increase his knowledge, Yosef, he's killed. Yosef means Vayasif Alamov. It means there's no chiyus. Nobody coasts. There's no such matzav coasting. There's a pasuk, everybody knows it, but I want to tell you the pasuk that the pasuk that I know it's based on. Everybody knows in life, if you don't go up, you go down. That's this Mishnah. The loy Yosef Yosef. You're not going up, Yosef, there's death. There's no in between. It's, if you're not going up, it's death. There's no in between, there's no coasting. The pasuk that it's based on, I heard from Reb Scheinberg once. Everybody, it's no chiddush in your hearing, you've heard it a million times. The pasuk that it's based on, it's good for a bentor to know where it's coming from. The pasuk says, Oyre chayim lamala lamaskil, lamansur mishomata. Oyre chayim, the way of life, lamala, is up, lamaskil, to a smart person, lamansur mishomata, in order to avoid sinking to the depths. A smart person knows he always has to be adding and adding. Maisif in Avana, Maisif in Yediya Satayra, always adding on. Maisif in Eichos, Maisif in who he is, Maisif in his Midas, always improving and growing. Because the Loyaisif, somebody who doesn't increase, Yosef. It's like he's Nifter, the opposite extreme. It's no Chiyos, there's nothing left to the person. If it's not up, Oyer Chaim Lamal Lamaskil. The way of life for a Maskil is up. The Mansur Mishalmata, that's the only way to avoid the opposite, the Hepech of going down. There's no such option that he's coasting. It has to be Lamala. That's this Mishnah, La Yosef Maisef. He says, the La Yol of Katolachayv, and somebody who doesn't learn Torah is Chayim Misa. The Ben Yoyna says, Ben Yoyna on the spot says, the La Yol of Katolachayv, Mishloi Lomit Kolikar, Nimshal Kibahema, Ki Lama Nivra Boilam, Ach lahavin ulahayus b'toyra shadarkei drachei noyam v'zesh le'osik b'toyra kol yomoy v'aydenu machzik b'rishasai ein roi l'chayas afilu yoy mechad, afilu shachas. We say kiyem chayenu p'shutai k'mashmoy. It's not a guzma, it's not a kiyem chayenu. Those who don't learn, those who aren't learning Torah, p'shutai k'mashmoy. Sometimes in Mishnah you'd like to tone it down, you'd like to, it sounds harsh, but as I state in the Mishnah, d'loy yalef, k'tolachayev, p'shutai k'mashmoy. We say, basically the Mishnah is saying, we daven marib, we say kiyem chayenu, means k'pshutai. It's the 111. And d'loy yalef, k'tolachayev, p'shutai. There are other p'shutim, there are many p'shutim in this Mishnah. I feel I want to say the Pashim Shat. We should know the Pashim Shat, that a person has to always learn. He has to learn Hashem's Torah. It's our Chiyas, our source of Chiyas, and somebody who is a disconnect from Torahs, it's Ketal Chayim. It's not Kiyem Chayim, it's Pshuta. If he's only learning a drip, he's on life support. He's not learning at all. Ketal Chayim. A person has to learn Torah. Always, no matter what, holding and learning, have a strong, have Siddharm Kvum and learning. The Lo Yol of Ketal Chayim. Ki Pshuta. And the last one is the shtamis betiga chalaf. It says one who uses hamischabed b'kisu shal tayra v'nena b'chvayd v'oisayse kli las v'tzarchav his nesva. There's a habit sometimes in Rebbeim that I'm misnagged. I believe this mission is going on. Now I'm aware there is a way to do it. And certainly in some Rebbeim think there's a certain way to do it. It says Avraham Avinu was punished. I'll explain what this mission is getting at. Avraham Avinu was punished. He made Tamid Chacham work for him. Now, certainly, the Gemara says that one of the reasons the Gemara Nedarim gives, we'll learn next year, it went to Mitzrayim. Now, different shot what that means, he made people work for him. He made the Yelidei Beisai work for him. Yarkas Chanicha of Yelidei Beisai. He made them work for him. That was one of the reasons for Golos Mitzrayim. One idea is this Mishnah, not to use the position. Amol Rebbeim were very quick to ask Bachim to do things for them. Oh, go here, go there. It's not so pashut. Now there is something called Kavrat Torah. There is a degree of Kavrat Torah. So if the Rebbe's Cheshbainus at the train of Bachim Kavrat Torah, there is a degree that it could be used. The Rebbe's pashut is part of the chinuch of the Bachar. But stam to use a position, that's this Mishnah, to use a position, chalaf, the position is going to be removed. That's what Beinu Yain is saying, that somebody who uses the Kesesh Shal Torah, and he's nene b'chvayda, and he uses it like a kli to get his needs done. It's a position of stature. He could use it to get a lot accomplished. So the person is at Nesva, and he's going to lose the position. And it also says later in Avos Rabbeinu Yain brings that don't make them atar l'sgadol b'em, l'kar dem lachlich b'em. That's what Hillel's saying. That's what Hillel was saying here, is not to use the position. Not to use and abuse the position. I'm sorry?
Abuse of power.
That's what Hillel here is coming for. This Nekuda, yeah, this is certainly something given in any position of stature that a person has, that it's not used, it's not simply used for his, he's not abusing it for his personal gains. The position is Laman Kavod Hashem, and in order for the tzibur, in order for what he can accomplish, but it's not cheapened and used for his own personal needs. This is something I think it's Kedai. Person's one day is a mechanic, or any position that'll be, to keep in mind, not to use. Certainly if the person has a cheshbin, he wants to train a bacher, there is such a concept. Rev Hutner was Yadua, had such a mahalach of training bacher Kavrat Torah. Rev Volbag, was a Talmud Rev Hutner, is masbir what Rev Hutner was doing. So there certainly was a tif, a cheshbin, training for Kavrat Torah, training certain things. And that we're not talking about, certainly. We're talking about where that's not the cheshbon. That's not the cheshbon. A person has to be careful that the position is used for what the position is meant for. L'man kavod shemayim, l'hadot tov yadira, not for his own personal gains. The next Mishnah, Mishnah Yudal, Hu Ayoymer, Im Ein Ani Li Mi Li. If I'm not for myself, who's for me? Yukshni La'atz Mimani. When I'm only for myself, what am I? I believe this Mishnah, we're going to speak about it more by Rikos. I already heard a shmuz tonight from 9:20. I would try to be Makatsa. Just on this Mishnah, tomorrow night, Belina will speak out some shatim in the Mishnah. But the basic gist of the Mishnah, that Imeina Nili Mili, Kshini Li'atzi Mani, is the basic. Rev Yashiv Ber wrote a book, The Halachic Man, that basically defines this Mishnah. This Mishnah is the struggle of every Yid. Of men, Rav Yashiv Ber says men specifically. This is the struggle of every man. Mitzad Echad focusing on himself. Mitzad Echad his needs. Mitzad echad, the focus on his needs. Mitzad sheni, he wants to help others. This struggle, this Mishnah addresses that the person has to focus on both things. Mitzad echad, the person may not need limili. If I don't focus on me, nobody's focusing on me. If I don't track about myself and I'm working here at this thing that I'm going to remain a wreck. It may not need limili. On the other hand, she la'atz me money. But if I'm only going to be on myself and it becomes selfish, then money. This Mishnah speaks about this balance that the person has to have. Mitzad echad, he has to be focused on himself. Mitzad echad, he has to learn to work on himself, to shteig. But mitzad sheni, k'shini la'atz mi money. If he's only focused on zich, if he's only himself, then he's not doing anything for that either. Vayter, it's money. K'shini la'atz mi, the money. Vayter, what am I? That's the idea of the Mishnah. Rabbeinu Yonah says pshat. Rabbeinu Yonah says a harsh pshat. He says that im ein ani li mili, if I'm not for myself, if I'm not for myself, who's going to be for me? Because ukshani la'atz mi money. Because even when I do for myself, how much can I accomplish? He says even when I do work for myself, we're human beings, we're limited. So Hashem Yerachim, if we're not for ourselves, he says a mashal of a field. If you have a field that on its own would grow beautiful pears, so if you don't tend to it, the seder. If you have another field when you don't tend to it. When you tend to it, it's shver to get it nice pears. So shtel sefer, if you don't tend to it, he says that's the Adam. When we tend to ourselves, we're difficult. When we do work on ourselves, we're difficult. We're not so, even when we're working on ourselves and we're working on nidas and we're working on tefillah and working on Torah, it's still difficult. It's not like the human being is easy to. It's easy. Ali is not easy. Ali is a tremendous battle. Shani la'atzmi mani. It's not easy when I'm to myself. It's not a just smooth sailing and always easy. She'ein ani limili. So shtel zefer, if I'm not going to be focused on oneself. What an Adam can do when he's not focused on Aliyah. What an Adam who's not thinking about Aliyah, who's not thinking about Steiging, who's not thinking about working on Midas, the amount of damage he can do, the person who's focused on Aliyah could do damage. We're difficult, we work on ourselves, Baruch Hashem, we have victories, but it's not just simple, and so certainly, that's how Rabbeinu Yonah learns the Mishnah. So certainly when we're not focused on ourselves, and the Mishnah is pointing out the great deichet, the great force that a person has to be a ben aliyah, to focus on himself, to focus on his aliyah. And then he ends off with l'yach shevei masai. I want to end very, very bekitzer that there's a famous, the Medrash in Parashat Bukhoisai, it says that, the Medrash, the beginning of Parashat Bukhoisai is very famous, that David HaMelech said, that chashavti drachai, v'yishiva ragli lei desecha, that I thought my ways, I thought what I was going to do for the day, and kemat naturally, this Mishnah, Yodalit, speaks about Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat in the Mishnah, how difficult it is for Aliyah. That even when I'm to myself, it's difficult, k'shini la'atzmi mani, even when I shteig, it's so difficult, Aliyah. David HaMelech says, and the Medrash brings in this week's Parashat Bukhoisai, that he says, chashavti drachai, I thought out my day, v'yishiva ragli lei desecha, and naturally my feet took me to your Torah. I thought I'd do other things today. I thought I would do this asik and that, and naturally I shteig. David HaMelech worked on himself to a degree that he naturally shteig the velt. Very naturally shteig. That's David HaMelech. So the shaylas had, that's part of the Medrash is famous. That teaches that pasuk. It's in Kapitel Kuf Yotes Tefillin. I think pasuk Nun Tes. It's in Tillim. Kapitel Kuf Yotes. The shaylas, how did David HaMelech get to that darga? So the way the Radal learns, the way he learns the hemshech in the avos, how does he get to a daig with tak, it's natural? Here we speak about the naturally that a person, this is most people, naturally a person is not doesn't just steig and grow. How did David HaMelech come where he could say in himself that I just had a natural latiya towards steiging? And the Medrash goes on and says that David HaMelech was misbainin, im chukaisai teilechu, things will be good. Im chukaisai timasu, things will be bad. It's the betachan that if a person follows Hashem's Torah, things will be good. And he ingrained in himself, and this was the way that he made his natural movements towards Taif. He naturally shteig, as he was misbainin tamid. He constantly thought that if I did good, I'm going to shteig. I'm going to get good. In oil mazeh and oil mabad, the Adal says. He thought he focused, he was misbinding. If I keep Hashem's Torah, then naturally things will be good. Hashem will take care of me. And if I, things will be bad. And this every year, Be'emes, if we would just track, we say Shema every day. Vayim Shemaya. We say Shema every single day. And in Shema, we simply say we're conditioning ourselves. If we would just pay attention, if we read it without us buying this Beseder, but if we pay attention, we're conditioning ourselves. Vayim Shemaya Tishmo Mitzvayisai, morning and night. We condition ourselves. We just think what we're saying. And Mitzvayin, we can be like Gavra Melch also, that Kemat naturally, our actions will be good. If we simply condition ourselves to the truth, in Shema, if you have trouble believing it, then you have to think. You have to read Shema, think about it, be misfine, and speak to somebody you trust about it. But in Kriya Shema, we read every day. And Hashem says, things will be good. It's a good life being close to Hashem. It's a good leaven being close to Hashem. And we have to track. Vayim Shemaya Tishmu. Pashat Schar Vayinish Dovra Mel Trachted. Certainly he came to higher daggers later on of Avas Hashem. But the first thing he said, he was Mispoin and Tumid, that if I serve Hashem, things will be good. Vayim Azeh Vayim Abav. I'll have a good life forever. Vayim Azeh. And if a person doesn't listen to the commands of Hashem, Tayag Mitzvah, it's a bad life. That is Vayimus caused Dovra Melech ultimately over time to naturally his body move towards good. He naturally changed his teva. It was Pasha Mishana Teva, the teva of a person, like Sevelioina, the natural teva of a person. Before the Yachlifu Kayach, the natural teva of a person is that the person is naturally drawn, not towards Aliyah necessarily, he has Yetzaharus, he has a lot of poles. David HaMelech's Mishana Teva, that it was drawn towards Shtaigin and Aliyah by focusing on Vayom Shemar Tishon, B'chukaisa Teleichu. This is something every Yid could do. We say Shema twice a day. We could focus in, and then we'll takabi. Those people will takabi anili. We'll takabi those who are to ourselves. We'll takabi zeichet to tremendous ali. It says like this: Emar mat, say a little, vasei harbe, do a lot. Have a mekabelus call of the mesev upon yafis, and greet everybody with a smile. So the pshat like this. This is one of the nicest pshat that I think that I've said on others. And it's a beautiful pshat. And mar ma'at, say a little, I say harbi, do a lot. But mekabalist, call out and greet everybody, say upon you, have a nice face. I asked the bacher, I like doing these type of things. A bacher told me he has shaykh to Ramins. Ramins is one of the real tzaddikim. You're going to love this pshat, Ezi. Ramins is one of the real tzaddikim of American tzaddikim. He's in Reb Chaim Mintz. He's in Staten Island, a yid, a massive Talmud Chacham, a yid who knows a veldt of Torah, who's been mekarev thousands of kids. His ura is Reb Mintz. So yid tzaddik is bavust for his midas, for his ernstkeit. He's a very holy yid. So I asked the bacher at Shaychus to Reb Mintz, in this yeshiva, I said, tell me about Reb Mintz. So the Bacher told me something so unique. It says a lot about the Bacher also. The thing he picked to say about Reb Mintz is the pshat I'm going to say over in this Mishnah. He said what's amazing about Reb Mintz, he has one of the busiest people in America, probably. It's very likely he's one of the busiest people in America. He runs Ura. He runs Staten Island Yeshiva. He's the Mashmenayel of the high school. What? The Mashkiach of Staten Island. He has Talmidim for Yorin. He's not very young. He's a pretty young man. But he has Talmidim. Must be in his 50s, maybe. Probably 50s, I imagine, upper 50s. Maybe in 60, Kenzine. Has Talmidim for Yorin. 60. Has Talmidim for Yorin. And they run after him. He's a busy, busy man. So the Bacher said, what's unique about Reb Mintz, he always looks bored. Yish menuch sanefesh. So my Rebbe, one of the midas I'm in love with him, is he also has the same need of looking bored. When he walks, he has a big oil on his shoulder. The yeshiva has a big oil on somebody's shoulders. Imagine financial obligation of yeshiva, the amount to raise that amount of money, and it's squarely on his shoulders. They're not the best fundraisers in Farakwa. And he walks, my pair walks around, there's no care in the world. He walks slowly, his feet problems, but he's also part like a... It's very like relaxed. There's a certain yeshiva das. And the Shabbos Mishnah is a gorgeous chat. And Mar Mat Vasei Harbe. Speak a little and do a lot. Be a doer. Manish a Tutsuch, a real doer. But if Mekabalist comes here upon your office, greet everybody as if you're this guy with a smiley face, like you have nothing to do in the world. It's a reasonable thing to shoot for, that the person should not look busy. I'm going to give reasons why. this exists in America, that exists not even in America, a certain Sug Bacher likes looking busy. He has as many keys as he can, he has as many phones as he can, like it's a shtick to look busy. The guy's huffing, he's running in, running out. It's an amazing thing to work on. It's something I think we can all strive to work on. Everybody's busy out there. But to work on a menuchas nefesh, carry yourselves like we're not busy. It's not a shtick to show off how busy I am. Certainly one should be busy. Amar matva say harbe. Be a busy person. Mizognish not to be a busy person. Be the most busy person who Kabbalah's come to say upon the others. Look unbusy. Look unbusy. It's time to greet everybody. What's the inyanim shabai? So two inyanim, two simple inyanim. First of all, people, if you always look busy, so people feel ashamed to talk to you. People feel ashamed to ask you to do a taiva. Your own mishpacha, your wife's is not going to feel good asking you to do a taiva. So first of all, it's practical, people. I'm going to give three reasons why it's good to learn this midah. So first of all, practically, people, to help people out better. If you always look busy, it's not geschmack to talk to you. That's one. Two is, for your own menuchas nefesh, the actions of being, of movement, the action of running, as if it's not saving you time, it's just stressing you out. For your own menuchas, like Prashar Chitzonis Meres Hapnimis, very calm outer actions cause calmness. That calm exterior causes the calmness. If the person is in a very tense circumstance and he could somehow find in himself to act externally calm, it's pashut that it will calm himself down. So this, if the person that Mar Matva Seyabi is a big tutsu, is a big doer, but if he can work on himself, so if Kabbalah's called him to save upon the office, the calmness, so he'll calm himself down, is the second reason, that it's good for his own menuchas nefesh. And the third thing is it's nias. The third thing is, why is he showing off that he's Isarbe? Yeah, a lot of people Isarbe. He has to have every phone to show exactly how much he's Isar. He has every key he ever can pick. Why is he? It's a tznius. It's a hasne leches. The Mekabla's come and say, Ban Yafis, Fakir, is a tznius in Isarbe. It's a tznius in his Isarbe. That's the three in Yanim. So that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. I think is a precious Pshat in the Mishnah. Vemar Matva say Harbe, he's a doer, but the Mekabla's come and say, Ban Yafis. The other thing I want to bring out of this Mishnah, which is al derech zeh, it's not exactly the same. That pshat is worth its weight in gold. The pshat, and it's something to strive for. This bachar, I'm really impressed that he noticed this is a mile of remins. He noticed, when I asked him to tell me something about remins, he said he notices Yishuv Hadas, and he talks to everybody like he's bored. I felt that was such a beautiful thing for a bachar to notice, and a beautiful midah to have. Something like that. The second pshat, which is Rav Asher said on a certain masmid, he said that the masmid is always the one who has time. Rav Asher said this. Rav Zalman Stern is somebody, a Rebbe in the Mir, Brooklyn, who I consider, for myself, I haven't spoken often recently, but I consider him a miyayitz in my life. I consider him somebody I'm miyayitz by. And Rav Zalman Stern, in coming here, I was miyayitz by him a lot. I asked him advice. And he once told me a beautiful piece of advice. He rather taught me Yisaidim as a Derek just on the side. He's taught me much more holy things, but this is a pretty cool thing, yes. When you're making a party for Bachman, the Zachan, Aineg, any Bachman, the main thing is to have enough soda, enough drinks. If there's added drinks, it's a very, the party doesn't feel good. People are thirsty. If there are enough drinks, not enough food, lo nora. Say that people get along, there's drinks. It doesn't feel as schleppy when it's added drinks. When you add something, it's just added drinks, it's schleppy already. My mother feels schleppy in my house even with the drinks, but the schnell's the fur without the drinks, Yassi. Without the drinks, it's very schleppy. This year, Zalman Stern taught me this. The things you learn in life, you never know, Penny, you never know where it's going to help. Things you always, if there's drinks, somehow things keep, I don't mean drinks, you know, the world's here. I mean Pepsi. Water, whatever it is. For drinks, that's a big aside, he told me. That's just an aside. But Kitzur Advarim, he makes a lot of things in the Mir, Brooklyn. He besides being a Rebbe here, he's very involved in running the whole yeshiva. He makes a lot of different things. He's a person who knows. Kitzur Advarim, he told me, I'm on the time of things he taught me, Derech Agav also, Mamish Derech Agav, he told me a very different thing. People make a sudo, they make something with their shear. And after they didn't work, they have certain like expectations, and they're always regretting, like, it didn't knack, they make a kumis, whatever they make, they're always like full of eating out their kishkas. He taught me the bad midah. I asked him once how he does it. He, in Heller, during the summer, he's very well, he makes an eidig every Friday night for ninth graders. I asked him how he does it. One eighth, he said, is he doesn't track so much afterwards. Avadi, you have to think, Avadi before you have to think a little the best way to do it. Once he makes it, he doesn't track, he doesn't eat himself alive, it didn't go the best, and the kid I wanted wasn't singing. And then, he said, there's Geschmack, 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 Baruch Hashem, it worked out great. He doesn't delve into it. But two good pieces of ice. Enough soda? Yes, you got it? Tell you how to throw parties. What don't we teach you? Okay. Then the kids had better. That's your Zalman Tursa. But the reason why I mentioned him
this
is...
This Zalman Tursa, not the Chazer over anything. Like, any life, not like the Chazer.
No, it's my craziness. But the kids here is that he told me, Rav Zalman Stern told me, this is a very serious nekuda, is he told me that when you ask somebody to do something, the bach, you always ask the masmid. Because always the masmid was time. So he told me. In Heller, when he needed something to get done, he'd go to Beis Meshach, a chava from Breslau, he asked the masmidim, he said they're the only ones who have time. The one who used that time the most, the only ones always have time. The Babylon never seems to have time. He can't do it, he can't fit in his schedule of nothing. It's the busy guy, that's what he told me. That's mamish this Mishnah. And more matva se'arbe, but be the one who has time for yenim. Be a big doer. And the big doers have Makabalas come and save upon me office. Greet everybody. He's the one who has time to reach out to yenim. It's the doer who has time for yenim. Rav Asher said this on a yid of his at a Sheva Brachas, that he's a master in Oibizo, he has time for everybody. So Asher, mamish this Mishnah. Open this Mishnah. Yeah? That's this Mishnah which I skipped to because I was excited to teach. To go back one Mishnah for, yes. They value, probably because they use their time the most. The one who uses, they have more hours in a day. The batlan only sees about 15 minutes during the day. The masman is conscious of time. I've seen that. My father, Baruch Hashem, is a very, very serious masman. And I see the way he has time with people. When he was younger, he told me he wrote schedules, mamish ad kada use in the facilities. He told me he had schedules, mamish ad. He told me every minute is cheshman out. He plushed up more time. The masmid uses his time. He pushes, has more time during the day. He's working with more hours. The batlan limits. The batlan is not the pshat. He has more time. He limits his day. Yeah. They say other pshatim also, David. There's other pshatim said, Abai v'Rav, Abai looked at 60, Rav at 40, Abai was like, chesed. They say other pshatim also, David. But the simple pshat is the masmid has more time in the day. His time is what the person who's mevala is man, who wastes a lot of kills time, pushes has a much shorter day. Not because he goes to sleep later. Pasha, the hours, things just disappear, hours on the guy. The guy, every time, is very exact. He's careful on his time. He's precious. Pasha has more time. Pasha is dealing with more hours. Yeah.
Is it advisable for each person to try to be like a scheduled type of person with their schedule up and they catch it?
So you know it's Dvarim to say that to me, unscheduled guy, yeah, I hope so.
I mean, is it advisable to strike to be that way? I'm sorry, I mean.
It's my dream. Yeah.
Should every person try
to? Yes, sir. Rav Volba said that the bigger the gadol, the more organized he is. Case closed. Rav Volba said that. David Kilson was telling me statements. Rav Volba. David Kilson, he wanted that the stomach intended a little mustard case. He said the bigger the person, the more organized his time. Case closed. So Rav Volba said it's a big mustard. Tremendous muster. He didn't say a different personalities, but says guy's a lot organized. Rav Volba said the bigger the person, the more organized he is, case closed. She's a big muster. It's somebody also who understood people. So you don't understand people, you say, hey, this guy, that's his person, that's his personality. That's a big zug for Rav Volba. Piercing zug. But anyway, next Mishnah, the Mishnah before, Mishnah Yadalid. We read the Mishnah that says if not now, then when? There's a beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah. And Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows. Im lo yachshvei masai. Very important, Rabbeinu Yonah. If a person is ponu, is empty, is battling, he says, Ahu chalaf avar ubat loisai mimlachas Hashem. You can't remake it up. If you lose today, you don't remake it up. That's not what I want to read from it. This is what I wanted to read. If not now in the days of teenage,
The days of Enara, the days of Nairus. If a person doesn't steig in these 10 years, a masai, imadzikna v'sevi nichena lo yuchel asoisai. If a person waits till he's old, he won't be successful. And he brings from David HaMelech, who says that our children, kinetiyim, are like plants, are like little seed saplings. Megadlim ben reyim, we raise when they're young. What does that mean? What does it mean they're like saplings? Zafte ben yoyim, tzayim aloymar. Ki aneta, a sapling, baydenu katan, when it's still young, adam yachle gadlim liyis eit yasher. You can grow it, if you're a good farmer, you can grow it that its branches are very straight. It won't be crooked. To the ready grows crooked a tree, then kashu ma'id musakin. It's very difficult to fix. This is a riziga hasra of Rabbeinu Yaina. A person by denu katan, when a person's young, bekalu liyos b'derech tayiv, easily. Zakta ben Yaina, easily. In these molding teen years, clear the years, he's talking to us at this, Ben Yoyin is sitting in our base medrash. At these years, bikal, it's easy, liyos b'derech tayif, to turn himself to the good, v'lasser min aran, to leave the bad. Avon hizkin b'rishay, if he gets old with his bad habits and his rishus, kasher v'einav l'anicha, it's difficult in his eyes to leave it, he sticks it in his eyes, the Ben Yoyin. It's difficult in his perspective to leave it. Should actually say Chanoich Lanar Pidarkei. Gam Kiyiska Liyosim Mena. He brings the pasuk. He Odom Eitz Asada. Yeah. He said. Then he goes on that Shuvu when you're old is not the same Shuvu. You're not Pechet. That's not what I want to get to. I want to speak at this point that you see a bachur. It's a pella. We're sitting around the group bachur. I'm sitting at a table. A group bachur myself and a group bachur sitting together. If you tracked in 30 years, we would sit together, the amount, how much more difficult it would be to get moved. We're in the very idealistic years. When a person, the caliber of any earnest, can change himself. It's a very open year. If a person saying, you know what, I need to make this adjustment, this chizuk in my personality, this chizuk in my midas, this chizuk in my limud haTorah, this chizuk in my davening. You fast forward 30 years, people are set in. Like the branch, the other mates are sudden. When the branch grows, kimos, it can't move. It grows crooked. You try to move that branch, it's insolid. Like hard to, you move it, it snaps off. It's gainish. The person, the other mates are sudden. The person very much is that way. When he's young, these are the years of our sight, to be magic ourselves. When it's bekalu to change. And that's him loyachshvei masai chaparayim when it's bekal. Now certainly when he's 80, so what does he do with this mishnah? The answer is it's more bekal today than tomorrow. Rav Avigdor Milman said he was talking about it wasn't loyachshvei masai. I forgot what Chazal was talking about doing when you're young. And he said when you're 80, he's an older man. He said you're young compared to what you'll be tomorrow. Chaparayim now, you're going to be more set in stone tomorrow. So yeah, zikr. But by us, we don't. That part of the mission is true too. By us, with Nagel, for us, is we're in the years pashut kamashmoy of Nairus. The years pashut idealistic years in Layach Shemei Masai. If the person is not going to change things in Steig now and move himself now, it's only harder later on when the person's kasha. Now, Kimuvan, if the person makes the Eitz Yasher and the Mashal, if the person makes the branches straight, then it's straight later on. He doesn't need the bending later on. Later on, some you need to keep watering it. They're still taking care, but the tree, the leaves are straight. Mission accomplished. He's yasher. Say to the things that he needs later on. He'll do later on. He'll tend to the tree later on. But that akimos, that crookedness that he leaves when he's young is difficult to change later on. Yeah. The second in your Beit Yoyin brings is that the tshuva is better when he's young. When he's old and the type is not the same, he's not in the same position, it's not the same tshuva. So the person has to push it chaperein when the tshuva is good. Bederach drush, it's not my own, the Medrash Shmuel brings Bederach drush. That's the connection, the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah is Ein ani li mi li, shni la'atmi ma'ani, mim layach shmei masai. What's the beginning of the Mishnah? So the Medrash Shmuel brings, im Ein ani li mi li, means as follows, im Ein ani li, if I'm not to myself, dahinu if I'm old, im Ein ani li, if I don't have my full capacity, my full koiches, my full taivas, my full energy, so then all the mice and taivim I do there, mili, who's going to represent me in Shemaim? It's not such a powerful defendant of me, those actions. Because I didn't have taivis as much.
The world was, I was already older, so it's not such a good representation, it's not such a good defender of me, those actions. Me, Lee, who's going to defend me? Shanila Atzmi, but I'm in my strength when I'm young. Shanila Atzmi, when I have myself, when I have my koichas, I have my taibis also, and I have my difficult, and I have all my bren, my youthful energy, then Moani. Moani is Meloshin Morav Tuvcha. Moani, I'm a Mo. I'm Epis Mashu. I'm Epis something. Moani, I'm a Mo. I'm something. I'm Taka something. That those Maisim done in the years of Koichas, when the Etzahar is still strong, when the Taib is still strong, in those years, so then Moani, I'm Taka something. It's Bederech Drush. They're strong drush, but in Le'asha V'masa, it's not Bederech Drush, Rabbeinu Yonah says it. On the connection, the Medrash Shmuel says Bederech Drush in the beginning of the Mishnah.